This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half of your dynamic duo of the nerds. I'm the nerd and you are.
Nerdette.
What is going on with you? How you feeling?
Fine, man. I've done nothing, so.
You haven't done shit?
Nope.
I do want to talk about something. As you know, Easter, this was Easter Sunday, obviously. There's a couple things I wanted to talk about. And the first thing I wanted to bring up was that this was a very different one for us.
Yeah.
We didn't celebrate. It was the first time ever, and I was extremely nervous. What about you?
I don't know. It is what it is. Stupid fucking holiday. So, it's fine with me. I don't care.
Do you hate the holiday, or
no,
the,
it's just,
the meaning
it's just
of it?
A pain in the ass. Like, we hard-boiled eggs, like, no one eats them. It's such a freaking waste.
I eat them. I just don't like the coloring and
you,
shit on
yeah,
them.
You would eat, like, maybe two, and then it's like it's just the whole thing is a waste. And then it's candy. Like, we still have candy from Valentine's Day left over. We still have two huge bags of Halloween candy. Like, no.
Yeah.
Just, I'm over it. Just,
well, that's because no one came out this year for Halloween, so we just have, a surplus of it, and this just would have added to the pile, and before you know it, we'd be able to open up our own fucking candy shop in this bitch, but that's not the main thing. I mean, the main thing was, like, we have the kid that has the autism, obviously. So, every year, we would have to celebrate, like, every holiday. And as she gets older, it just became more and more like, why are we still doing this? And how much longer do we have to do it for?
So this year, we were kind of like waiting till the last minute to even think about Easter to see if she would bring it up, and she really didn't talk about it. So we're like,
To
let's.
me, she did.
Yeah.
To me, and then right before we came in here, the other one brought it up to me today. And I'm just like, I'm over this freaking holiday.
Yeah.
I don't care. And they all come to me.
Yeah, no one said
I
anything
think
to
I
me.
don't
See, this is the first time
understand.
hearing about it.
Because it literally happened walking in here. So, like, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. See, the way I was raised is different, and I guess this may sound controversial to a lot of people, because some people are like, wait, we do things every year for our kids, and our kids are 23, 24, 25, 26, you know, and they're older. People still celebrate, which is great for them, you know. Some people still go to their family's house. Like my BFF goes to her family's house, and they all do a thing over there, which is great, you know. Like your family would do things like that too when you were like
They
when
still
we first got
do.
together.
They still do. I
Do
don't like ham. Easter
they?
is a wasted holiday.
Yeah.
It's never food that I like. It's
Yeah.
nothing but candy. I just don't like it. I don't go to church. Don't care about any of that.
Yeah.
So, like, for what?
What do you mean? Like, I'm not bashing in what anybody else does because you
No,
celebrate
I don't care
how
what
you
other.
want.
Yeah, I don't care what other people do.
But for us, I mean, like, the way that I kind of wanted to do it is the way I was raised. And the way I was raised was, hey, once you get to a certain age, it's like we stop believing in this shit. We stop talking about it. We stop celebrating it. You know, we celebrate it for the meaning and not the superficial shit is basically what it became. We still celebrated Christmas because that was the one. For some reason, that's the one you have to fucking subscribe to. You cannot not do Christmas for some reason. And every other holiday, we stopped. I mean, eventually, you stop dressing up for Halloween when you're like 13, 14. Some people do it to like 17, 18. The high school years, right? They
Yeah.
stop for some. You know, Valentine's Day doesn't really count for me. That's a thing for older people. I hated the fact that we ever bought the kids candy and stuff for that too. I was always weird with the holidays because of my upbringing and shit. But with Easter, it's just like, you know, once you stop believing, what is the point of doing the basket? Is it just you're just doing it out of, you know, tradition? What's the purpose of it? So I kind of wanted to break it. Like, once you stop believing in it, let's just stop doing it because there's no purpose. We just think about the meaning and what it is, which is He is risen, not Transgender Visibility Day, people. Which is another thing I wanted to get into there. But I don't know. What do you think about the holidays? You're just over them.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
tired of them.
Because you grew up different from me. You grew up celebrating every one of them for years, and I grew up stopping when we,
I
you
know
know,
you
stopped
don't.
believing.
I don't know. It's yeah.
Did I
I'm
do this
over
to you?
it.
Is that what happened? Did I ruin you?
I'm just over it,
You
man.
gave me a look like despair.
Just I'm done with it. I'm just done. Give me Christmas at least,
Yeah.
because like yeah.
But maybe it was a thing with my circle of friends. In my circle of friends, we all just kind of went out and hung out those days. We never did the thing. Like, my friends didn't do it growing up after a certain age. We were like in our teens, like 14, 15. Somebody might have gotten like a gift card or something, and we all just hung out, you know? That's just how it was. But there was another thing going around that today's also Transgender Visibility Day, which people were
No,
up
it's
in arms
not.
about online.
Like, why are we talk? Like, why talk about it?
I know.
Don't give
It's.
it any attention at all. Just
No.
ignore the whole fucking thing. I'd rather it be Easter.
Yeah.
I'm over Easter. I'd rather it be Easter.
Yeah.
Fuck the other goddamn day. It doesn't exist.
But you know
That's
that,
it.
that this has been a thing since like 2019 or some
Keep
shit
giving
like
these people
that?
freaking attention. They're gonna keep giving a fucking holiday every goddamn week.
No,
Like,
I get,
I'm
I am with
so
you.
over it.
I am with you. They shouldn't have a month. I don't think
They
there should
shouldn't
be a.
have anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously. But what I was going to say was like it's been going on for years now, the Transgender Visibility Day. But Easter changes every Sunday. It's never the same day. But this is a set day. The 31st of April, supposedly. So that's what the counter argument was from their side. Like, hey, we didn't plan this.
Yeah.
So people are saying it was planned. It was obviously not planned.
Yeah, Easter is extremely early
It
this
just
year.
happened to fall on it because Easter Sunday changes. People don't take that into effect. And I was really pissed off about it at first, too. And I'm like, I'm more pissed off that they even have a visibility day.
It's
This,
stupid.
and you were segueing into that, too. You shouldn't have any, you know, thing that separates the group from one pack from the other.
All they want is fucking attention.
I mean, we all get a birthday. That's the one day of the year we all feel special. Can we just fucking leave it there? Do you have to have a month and this and that and the other thing? And people want to extend that day to a week and to a birthday month. And it's like, well, might as well be a birthday fucking year. Every day's your birthday now, right? I mean, what the fuck? I don't know, man. Those people, they want to be more visible. I want them to be less visible, man. You can't fucking go anywhere without seeing them. I mean, how much more? All the clothes they wear are bright as fuck, right? When they do wear clothes.
Yeah.
Or they wrap themselves in fucking plastic and shit. I don't know what the fuck these weirdos are up to, but. You know, it's, I don't know, man. People were just really pissed off about that, so I thought that was interesting to bring up, that Easter Sunday does change, and it's been around for a few years. I'm not defending it, I'm just saying. I don't think they planned it maliciously to land on Easter. It just gave more fuel to the fire. No, it was just the
most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Just more fuel to the fire of hatred online, and that's why I stay off of that shit, man. I'll get on there, fucking throw a, hey, this is the show tweet, get the fuck off, because it's nothing but nastiness on there. It's just, the world's nasty enough. I have enough bad thoughts in my head about how I feel about things. I don't need to be reinforced by other idiots, you know. Oh, did you see that? There was another bridge that fucking collapsed.
No.
Another one collapsed. What about that? The first time when it happens, you're like, okay, an accident, right? Ship crashed onto the bridge. One of the biggest bridges in the fucking world crashes, everything comes down. And just like, what, like 2 weeks later, if that, Oklahoma State Patrol says it is diverting traffic after a barge hit a bridge. So they closed the highway south of Salisaw after a barge struck a bridge over the Arkansas River. So yeah, that happened on U.S. Highway 59 about 1:25 p.m.
Are people not paying attention?
I
mean, bridges don't just magically show up.
They don't.
So I don't understand why. I don't get it.
How do you crash?
How is it happening?
That is like the end of the world happens, and there's no more traffic. You have the only car on the road, and you fucking hit a tree. It's like, how the fuck did that happen? You know, like, how the fuck? You have nothing obstructing you. You're out in the vast ocean. It's the largest. You can go anywhere without hitting something, and you hit a fucking. How does that happen?
I don't know.
There's a lot of space in between these bridges too, where like the pillars, where you can just like kind of just coast right through the middle if you have to go under one, right? You would think. But these motherfuckers.
No, I don't think so, because a lot of them don't lift.
Yeah.
So, but if you're a tall ship, you know, you got to know there's a bridge there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So why are you going that way?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a route, right? If you're in...
You don't think there's
If you're in a big ship, you're en route to something.
Yeah.
It should be mapped out. You're not... You shouldn't be just sailing blind. So you have to know what obstacles are coming up, I would think.
Yeah.
Unless someone, like, fell asleep at the damn wheel or something and didn't, like... I don't know. It's just, I just find that weird.
You're chalking up the human error. I'm saying there's something malicious could be going on here, man. I mean, two this close together, this doesn't happen often. All of a sudden, now you're getting them back to back. I mean, if it happens once, like I said before, if it happens once, it's okay, it was an accident. But now it's another one. You got to open up your eyes a little bit with some of this stuff, because it's fucking crazy. It's like when, you know, what was it? The trains. Remember the trains were exploding?
Yeah.
And the fucking Pfizer building exploded and all other... Well, that was a good one. But all the other crazy shit that was going on, it was like one after the other after the other. I guess with these ships that are, you know, going down and taking off the bridges, I guess what you got to look at, if someone ever wanted to do a deep dive, and I don't feel like doing that shit. It's just fucked up is what it is, what's going on.
Well, was there stuff on this one?
That's what you'd have to look at. You'd have to look at what it's carrying, what kind of cargo it's carrying.
Yeah, like what was on this one? Or was it just a ship?
Yeah, I mean, if it was just a ship of fucking, you know, drugs or something, it's like, okay, well, you know, whatever the fuck they're doing. But if it was a ship that has, like, important stuff, like food, things that people need, medicine, and all of a sudden that goes down, and then another one goes down, you're like, okay. Because, I mean, they were poisoning the food supply. Remember, like, cows were dying out of nowhere, all the livestock and shit, they were killing them. What the fuck, you know, they're buying out farms and killing the animals. What the fuck is going on with these people? But there you go, man. It's a really weird, crazy thing. I don't want to get too much more into that, because it's just a little eye-opener, something to keep your eye on. If another one happens in the next couple of days or so, you know something fucking malicious is going on. Just never want to take your eyes off the prize here. But have you been watching anything?
No.
You haven't done... You haven't... So you've been playing your iPad game, right?
Yeah. I haven't done anything.
Good for you, man. I've been watching that show Fringe. I'm on season 4. Beginning of season 4 now. And it's like every season now they're starting to do the same formula, I'm noticing. They separate one member of the group. They isolate them somehow.
Oh, God.
Like they had the one girl flip dimensions with their counterpart. And the counterpart was pretending to be her. So she was gone for like a lot of the season. And now this season it starts off with the guy being gone. And you're like, oh, here we go. I'm like, okay, so now each season's going to start off with them trying to find... Kind of like Walking Dead was doing a little bit, but a way less annoying than Walking Dead.
You asked me like a week ago if you should go back and watch The Walking Dead, and I said absolutely not.
Because I stopped watching after season 4, maybe? I don't even know.
After Glenn. After Negan and Glenn, you watched a little bit longer than that, and then you checked out. You were done.
It wasn't because of the killing Glenn, because I knew it was going to happen.
But it started changing after that.
Yeah, the show
started changing after that.
It got awful.
Became different. Yeah. So, like, right around that time, you stopped watching it, but I kept going.
That's why I
kept
you.
Trucking through all the way to the fucking miserable end.
Yeah.
To find out, like, there's no answer to anything because we have, like, 5 spinoffs coming for you. And we're just going to keep it going. And I'm like, frig this, because it was miserable watching the rest of it. I don't think it's worth
it. It was
going.
That bad.
I don't think so. I don't think you're going to like it. You don't like shows like that where they split up and, like, you know, for seasons, like, everyone separated. Like, who wants that?
It makes no sense. If there is a zombie apocalypse and you have a group of people that you trust and you knew them before this went down and you know you could trust these people, you stay with them. You never let them out of your sight. You stay together
every second.
It got
to be so many people that I couldn't remember their names.
Yeah.
I had no idea who the fuck they were because it was just like, oh, well, I haven't seen this person in 3 episodes. Where the fuck have they been? Like, it's not worth going back.
It's not even worth it. Okay. I've just been itching for zombie stuff lately. Itching, man. And
or maybe if you just
seasons,
go back and watch the first couple seasons and then
amazing.
Stop.
Incredible. The first couple of seasons of Walking Dead were some of the best things I've ever watched. The first 3 seasons were phenomenal. I would even maybe go so far. I forgot what season 3 was because it's been so long since I watched it. The prison, maybe? Right
yeah,
after the prison, somewhere in between the governor, they started losing me when they got rid of Andrea, because she was my favorite character in the comic and the show. But yeah, man, I don't know. It was about 4 seasons of magic, and the show was so good. And they just fucked up, man. And then that Black Summer show was the best zombie show they possibly ever could have done if they would have continued. It was on Netflix, and they fucking stopped out of nowhere. Complete fucking idiots over there. But yeah, other than that, I've been watching Cougar Town. That show's great. I'm on season 2, about midway through there now. Jennifer Aniston had a cameo in the premiere of season 2, where she was playing like a therapist. Courtney Cox was there, still looking better than Jennifer Aniston, but not for much longer because you can tell.
Get the hell out of here!
You can tell it's starting to happen to her. It's starting to happen. She's starting to turn into the Courtney Cox we know now.
God.
Not the one I loved, but the one I hate. The one I loathe. I can't believe it, man. There was a video that I was fucking, I don't know how the hell this video came into my lap, but it was like a before and after Courtney Cox thing. And it was her appearance on Ellen, and it was a side-by-side of when she was like, still Courtney fucking Cox, and she was Courtney, Cox. And it was a side-by-side, and you're like, these are 2 different fucking humans, man. It's so sad, but other than that, I haven't been doing much of anything, man. So let's hop on into the show here. Do you have anything good, bad, ugly, indifferent today? What do you got?
Probably, I don't know, a mix.
A good mix of stuff? Okay. Well, I'm going to try to not disappoint you today, and I'm going to start off hot here, man, because I always talk about New York and how fucking horrible it is there, and just it's just a really rough place. You lived there for many years. I lived there for many years. I lived near there for many years. I visited there quite a lot, all areas in New York, and I was always disappointed every time I left. It was just worse than what I thought it was going to be. Now they're punching women in the face randomly. Have you seen this shit?
Hasn't been going on. They've always been punching people in the face, though.
It was people. Now it just seems to be women. So why are so many girls getting punched in the face in New York City? It's a question being asked across social media platforms as a series of videos of different women sharing stories of alleged attacks. I've gone by alleged. Seemingly simultaneously. I've seen no less than 4 of these in the last day. What is going on? One person wrote in the video. So these are videos that you have of people getting punched, but yet it's still alleged. The stories share similarities. In front-facing video cameras, young women say they were punched in the face in broad daylight by unknown men while walking on the street. Singing, ooh, why diddy, diddy, dumb, diddy, do. That's a great fucking song. Many say they were on the phone at the time of the attack. New York police said on March 27th that they made an arrest in one of the incidents and are investigating another. While police wouldn't confirm that any of the incidents described in the TikTok videos are under investigation, they shared that the cases resemble those shared on social media. So they're trying to say that crime has gone down overall, but this is
I don't know,
man.
Every freaking episode we have stupid freaking stories from New York City. I don't understand how the crime is going down.
I don't know. Did you see the freaking things that they have in the subways now to, like, detect guns? They're metal detectors that you can walk through with a bag of electronics, but God forbid you have a gun on you, it's going to beep. I mean, it's the stupidest thing that Mayor Eric Adams, idiot, was on there. So they're saying overall crime in New York has fallen. Police reported a decrease in shootings, murders, and crimes like grand larceny, as opposed to February of last year.
But I don't understand that.
I don't. I mean,
what I mean, good like for them if they're seeing that. But
what they got like 100,000 last year this time, and
I mean, how many people died in front of a subway this year?
I don't know.
How many people were raped and pushed on a subway? Like, I don't understand. What are you talking about?
I have no idea, man. But there's been an assault is up now. 10.3%, so I guess overall crime is down, but assault is up. And this 25-year-old woman named Caitlin Keats, she spoke to Today.com about an incident that took place a couple months ago where she said a young white male was walking by her at 9 a.m. I wonder if he was a different nationality, if they would have said it, or if they would have been like, no, just a young male. Because, I mean, I'm fucking sure they would have. I mean, you know they would have. Come on. Anyway. The man who she describes as about 5'10" in his 20s began following her down Broadway. At one point, I felt him start running, so I moved all the way over to my right, and he came up to me on the left, spit all over my face and back, and punched me on the left side. He didn't take anything. All he did was just punch her on the fucking left. He just wanted to punch her, that's it. Since then, my boyfriend has noticed anytime anyone comes up on the side of me, I freak out, so this gives me severe PTSD. Here we go. Ruby Center, 24, said she was attacked in December by a tall man in an orange construction vest, 400 feet from her building. He wasn't white, apparently, so we can't fucking talk about it. All right, let's just stop with this, Arlo, because we got all we needed right there. I mean, seriously. Dude, I hate this world. I hate it so much. It is so unfair and so unjust. It really is.
Well, we know the first guy wasn't white, though.
Why can't we just fucking say what the fuck it is, or not say it at all, right? I mean, seriously, this is such bullshit. We gotta fucking read an article where one woman gets attacked by a white male. The other person, we don't know what the fuck he is. He was just a man in an orange. We know the color of his vest. We don't know the color of his skin this time around, but we all fucking know because they're covering like they always fucking cover for it. It's just ridiculous. And you can't be mad at the people committing the crimes because they're going to commit crimes. Criminals are going to do it. I mean, of course, we hate criminals. We don't like the crime. But in this case, we're talking about the people reporting on the crimes. The people are supposed to be giving you their honest fucking opinions, their takes. Actually, you're not even supposed to be giving opinions. You're supposed to be giving the facts.
No, you're supposed to be giving the news.
Yeah, that's why there was opinion columnists in the papers. And they used to call them the dirt sheets.
You need to give us all the allegedlies.
Exactly. They can give us the allegedlies. When I read a news article, I want the fucking news. I want to know who did the crime so I know who to look out for. You're not a guy in an orange vest.
This guy was allegedly not white. Because when he's white, we know he's white.
Of course.
But any other race is allegedly.
Of course, it's just ridiculous. I mean, the difference between us and other shows out there is other shows will dance around this thing like, oh, well, he's just a male in a hoop. We can't say it. Oh, you guys sound racist for saying it. No, it's just a fucking truth. You point out hypocrisy as you see it. Otherwise, you're never going to get over this shit. It's always going to be this way. You got to point it out and fucking say, all right, that's stupid. Don't give a fuck what color you are. That's stupid. You shouldn't be fucking covering over one to bash another or to put someone down. It's just stupid, man. You're so fucking stupid. Oh, here's something else. It's going to make me happy. A woman's team with 5 transgender players broke opponent's leg and had parents fearing for their girl's safety. So,
I wouldn't. Our kids would not be on a basketball team or any team against a bunch of guys. I wouldn't let that happen. Sorry, she's sick today.
No, she's not playing. She quit
the
team immediately.
She's not doing it. Because that is like, no, you can easily get injured. I don't give a shit what the hell they identify as. She's not going up against a 6-foot-tall fucking teenage boy dressing in fucking a wig and a dress. It's not happening.
Ridiculous. It is. I mean, I guess if that were to happen, you would have to talk to your other parents and be like, let's organize our own game. Let's pull our girls from this sport and
it would have
organize
to be a
something
group
else.
Thing.
Well, yeah, we because, have to do this together, yeah. Or otherwise we're not going to be able to make a difference.
Yeah.
Don't send your kid to this sport game because you got a fucking nail appointment at 2:00. I mean, so don't use this daycare. We got to stand up for something.
This team had 5 of them.
Yeah.
5 of them.
I wonder what their record was.
On one
year.
Team.
5.
Give me a break.
A women's football competition has been branded misogynist after it was won by a team featuring 5 transgender players amid accusations one had broken an opponent's leg in 2 places. Flying Bats FC won every match they played during the four-week Beryl Ackroyd Cup, including a 10-0 victory, which one of their trans players scored a double hat trick, which is 6 fucking goals. Hmm. One player, I don't think Pele ever fucking scored 6 goals, and he was the greatest soccer player of all time. Dude, how can you be proud of that? Like, how can you be proud? If you're the coach, be like, yeah, my girls won this game. How can you be proud? And if you're one of those trans people, how can you celebrate that? Like, how could, they don't care about right or
wrong. Well, the coach is loving it because they're undefeated.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's you got to put an asterisk so next stupid. To everything they do all the time. So what's the point of doing it? What is the point of doing any of this stuff? It's just to encourage a group ideology that the elite have. They have this goal, I think, and this is just a theory, obviously. I don't know what these people think. No one knows. You can watch your favorite YouTuber. They're going to tell you what they think, and no one knows what the fuck these people are up to. You can only form your opinion based off what you see if you have eyes and ears. I'm thinking they just want less people, and this is their way of getting population controls by sterilizing our youth and by making this shit look cool, making it look like it's the right thing to do, and making it available even though they know it's wrong. I think that it's got to be a population control method. They don't want people on this earth. They don't want as many of us out there. That's why they did the COVID vaccine.
There's 5 on one team.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how much is in the news right now. That it is just brainwashing these kids. There's 5 on one team.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
And they're it's not normal. You're not 5 in one town.
I could see maybe 1 in or yeah. possibly 2 in a school, a child questioning themselves yeah. or something like that. 5 on one team. Not even the school.
One team.
Just on the team itself. That's like, okay, what the fuck news are they listening to?
5 transgender people in one town.
Yeah.
Is fucking like, what is going yeah. on in this town?
Like,
one sporting team. This is, I mean, come on. You tell me they're all children. Legit transgender people. Are no. you kidding me?
No, this is
I don't even believe, there's terrible. No such thing as a transgender person anyway, but I'll play the game just for the sake of getting my point across here.
It's not normal.
Are any of these real trans? No, they're not.
They're
none of them
kids
are.
Kids that are confused and hearing shit. I think it's cool.
And just to get back to that point that I was making, though, back when the Gatorade commercials were huge when I was a kid, and Michael Jordan was in them, and he was the best sports player in the world, everybody wanted to be like Mike. Even the girls were on the basketball court with their tongues out, trying to throw the ball in and shit. And we were like, oh, that's cool. And we were doing it, too. And everybody was just doing the Mike thing, you know? Now you're going to see fucking transgenders. If you're a little boy and you see a dude turning into a girl and you see this athlete making all this money, you're going to want to do that. And from a young age, you're going to be preconditioned to want to be something based off what you're seeing, you know? That's what they want. They want to encourage that because those people aren't going to create more people when they get older. They're going to be sterile and they're going to be fucked up in the head. They might even commit suicide when they're younger. Hey, less people sooner. You know, that's their goal. Anyway, since winning Sunday's final in Sydney, Australia, 4-0, it has emerged that organizers had earlier held a crisis meeting during which rival teams were warned that forfeiting games against the Bats would result in disciplinary action and be viewed as an act of discrimination.
See, and that's not fair.
You will be put in a position to fail, and you will like it. And you will fucking say, thank you, sir, after you get beat by these dudes.
Thank God we don't have to worry about this shit. Seriously, thank God.
And if you don't do what we tell you to do, we're going to put your name out there, we will shame you, and you will never work again. This is the future we're headed towards, and we're living it now. The same meeting included accusations that a 6'2", 14 ST Bats player had once broken the leg of a stone, because they're in a different country, 14 stone, a 5'6", 9.5 stone opponent in 2 places, and claims 24 of their injured players' teammates had quit because they did not want to face the LGBTQ+ side. Jesus, man. They each won $1,000 as a first prize thing, so they just stole money from these girls. Oh, man. That's probably one of the saddest stories I fucking think I've ever found here. Seriously. I apologize to all women out there, man, have to deal with this shit. This is just not right. I fucking wish there was something we could do about it. I mean, the thing is to do something means you would have to mass not comply on a large scale. You can't comply with any of this shit. We need everyone to be on the same page with this. Like, no, this ain't happening anymore. We're putting a stop to this shit. You can put it on the fucking commercials. We're not going to buy your products. We're not going to fucking support any of this shit. There's a drag queen thing. They're going to protest it. Just keep doing whatever the fuck you're doing times 10. Just don't physically, you know, you don't want to get physical with these fucking people because they probably got diseases and shit. Plus, no, but in all seriousness, you don't want to be violent. I mean, you just want to keep it peaceful, obviously. But these fucking people just don't deserve any fucking positive attention, man. They deserve scrutiny. They need to be mocked and made fun of.
They don't need any attention. They don't need days or anything like that because it's just going to keep happening. No,
it's complete garbage.
Changing laws and shit to include that, like, you're...
Don't use their fucking pronouns. Don't fucking admit that they're female. No, you call them exactly. You tell the truth. You will never get in trouble for lying. Fuck these people. What do you got?
Well, I kind of teased an article on the live show, so I'm going to get that one out. 7-Eleven, the world's largest convenience retailer, announced a collection of new 7 Select sparkling waters in a variety of bold and cutting-edge flavors. The retailer teamed up with art-inspired beverage brand Miracle Seltzer to create a lineup of sparkling waters with flavors including lemon-lime, green apple, sweet orange, and hot dog. A twist on one of 7-Eleven's most beloved snacks, the Big Bite hot dog.
Mm-hmm. Listen. Dude, I'll tell you what, those hot dogs are good. I worked at a 7-Eleven briefly and I had one of them. They're fucking amazing.
It's like they just like kind of slid that one in there because they said lemon lime, like they left it for last. Mm-hmm. Lemon lime, green apple. Green apple sounds amazing. Mm. Sweet orange and hot dog. Mm-hmm. So the Big Bite hot dog sparkling water combines the delicious and mouth-watering experience of 7-Eleven's iconic Big Bite hot dog into one refreshing beverage. Ketchup and mustard included.
What the fuck?
So... gone are the days of alternating bites of a hot dog with sips of a beverage. Now those on the go can swap the bun for bubbles. More details on the availability of this flavor will be revealed, and this is where, like, you start to think, on April 1st. But in the meantime, the rest of the 7 Select Miracle Seltzer lineup, including lemon lime, green apple, and sweet orange, can be found at select 7-Eleven stores. So because they're not saying anything specifically about this hot dog fucking mustard ketchup drink that sounds so tasty, they're not saying anything until April 1st makes me think that, okay, this is like some kind of freaking sick, disgusting joke. But with all the other weird flavors that I have announced and that actually have come out, it wouldn't surprise me if there is a hot dog seltzer
coming.
They're going
to sell them. They're going to sell them because people are going to be curious.
You know, I will say this. If they sell it in a single can, I am willing to go to 7-Eleven, pick one up, and try it on the show. I won't drink the whole thing.
Good luck to you,
but
man.
I'm willing to take a sip just to say I tasted it.
You would do it. I won't do it. So
right,
you get my
right
to
here on the show, I would. If it's not an April Fool's joke and we find one, I will take a sip of it.
So today's the today's. All right, so if it comes out, then I'm going to see if I can find it, because I'll be at work, and I'll pass by 7-Eleven.
I don't want a six-pack, that's a waste of money, because I know damn well I won't finish it.
I will see if I can find you a single can,
yeah,
and we'll do it for the live show Friday.
Because it just sounds so nasty, but I'm willing to taste it and let people
know. If we can find it, I will definitely get you a can.
But there you go, people. A hot dog seltzer just might be coming to a store near you.
Oh, fucking A. So here we go. I got a good story for you here. Oh, my fucking goodness, man. Lizzo says she quits, people.
Does anyone care?
A lot of people were on social media talking about this one, apparently. And I found this one on TMZ. So Lizzo may be taking a big step back from the spotlight. She announced she was quitting being famous in a disheartening post Friday on social media. I'm not famous anymore. I just don't want to be famous. It's over right now.
She doesn't like the
bitch.
Criticism.
Get the fuck out of here. Don't put yourself out there. She's not. She's not.
And
a
she's
very
not
nice
the
woman.
Only one that gets criticized. Every goddamn famous person, I guarantee, has some fucking asshole trolls out there that freaking say some shit. Yeah. She's not the only one.
They talk about Bebe Rexha.
I don't know who that is.
They better not talk about Bebe Rexha.
Is that the one that got hit with a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this Lizzo, she's not a very nice person either. She says some horrific things about people online, and she's really bad person behind the scenes, too, if you remember.
I knew she was getting sued by her dancers or something.
Dancers, people that worked with her, and that's the thing. You give a piece of shit like that, who was obviously mocked in her youth for being obese and overweight. I guarantee you she had no friends in middle school. All of a sudden, she gets discovered. She gets a lot of money. She becomes famous. She starts treating people like shit because she finally has power over them. You know, she finally has something over them. I'm better than everyone now. Yeah. The people that made fun of me, I know that's how she feels. She's got all this power and she had the backing of the media. Everybody loved her. This fucking obese fucking woman out there in nasty ass revealing clothing, if she even decided to wear clothing when she was outside. telling you that, you know, a fad is beautiful and fuck my haters, and if you don't like me, you're not, and all this shit. She would never shut the fuck up, and now all of a sudden she gets a little bit of backlash, and what happens? She folds, she wants to quit because the truth came out about her and she got found out. Now she's that same little fucking girl she was before the money. Anyway, the Grammy winner shared on Instagram that she was over the online chatter about her appearance and slammed people who were spreading lies about her for clout. According to Lizzo, she's been feeling disrespected after being the butt of jokes and having her character ripped apart by strangers. She added, "All I want to do is make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it, and they count me as one of them. I signed that petition a long time ago. I don't want you to fuck in this world, bitch, because you're a fucking annoying piece of shit." I really don't like Lizzo, man. The fact is like she goes out there, she puts herself out there to be ridiculed, and can't handle the ridicule at all.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. She goes out there, she puts herself out there. I mean, if you go out there wearing nothing, and then people are talking about your body, you're showing it off for people. You know, people are going to talk about it. If she went out there and dressed conservatively, if she went out there dressed like, who was another, Aretha Franklin, big fat woman, but she dressed nicely.
But she covers herself. She's not out there wearing a fucking thong or anything.
Yeah, and people respect her, that's why. But anyway, the article here continues on and says, it's unclear if this means Lizzo will stop making music altogether or if she's just taking a break.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't gonna stop making music. She's having a little hissy fit now. She'll be back in like a month.
Yeah,
they all do that. They all, I'm taking a break, and then all of a sudden here they are. They come back posting something stupid.
She did it for, please come back. We love you. She did it for those.
Yeah, give me a break.
Yeah, that's what she did it for. I don't know, man. I for one don't miss her already. I hope she never comes back, but she'll be back. This is just one of those things. But hopefully she comes back humble at least, you know? Like, maybe come back and dress better.
That's not
just dress
happen.
Better. I mean, your music probably isn't terrible. I mean, I know one song she made and I fucking thought it was awful, but obviously people like her stuff. So maybe just rely on your talent and not being a fucking blob. It's like all she is a gimmick.
Yeah.
And she backed herself into a really unhealthy gimmick because if she ever loses weight, remember what happened last time? People were fucking attacking her.
Every single time she tries to lose weight.
So she has to stay fat.
Yeah.
Why can't she do something positive with her fans and be like, listen, I'm going to have all my fans, we're going to do this Lizzo challenge together. We're going to start eating right. We're going to lose weight. I'm going to post my thing. I want you guys to post your stuff to my page and we're going to do this together. And every day she posts a workout video and loses weight. And then people can be happy and lose weight with her. Maybe she can help some of her fans out. But no, let's just eat whatever the fuck we want.
Because it tastes good.
It tastes delicious, but your body fucking hates you for it. And she's like, let's just fucking drink liquid lard out of a fucking truck. And fucking dance while they're fucking, you know, five sizes too small.
Listen, I eat whatever the fuck I want, but I also don't show myself off. So.
But that's the thing. I mean, either live one way or live the other. You can't have both.
Both is gross.
Because if you try to merge both, people aren't going to want to see that shit. And you're going to hear about it. And you're not going to like it. And you're going to quit.
Yeah.
All right, so... Good news, the Taliban is bringing something back.
Then, man, you have nothing good. You have nothing good. We went from a transgender kids sports team to Lizzo to now the Taliban.
Well, the Taliban is bringing something back, and this is good news for the Taliban people. They love this, and it's stoning women to death in public. All the rage again in the Taliban. They're bringing it back.
How is that possible that no one... I don't... Why? Well, women have no say over there,
people,
right?
Well, they did for a short time.
Is that where they have to, like, cover up, like, the women can't show their skin or something? Or is that a different spot?
You can't show skin, you can't show shit. Women basically had to be subservient from the time they were born till the time they were died. I mean, that was the life of a woman.
Yeah.
So the Taliban vowed in a message to the West over the weekend that it will soon return to stoning women to death in public. So they're bringing it back. They said, we're going to bring that beat back. You say it's a violation of women's rights when we stone them to death, said Mullah Habatullah Umar Katala, whatever the fuck this guy's name is. Fuck him. He doesn't deserve it. But we will soon implement the punishment for adultery. We will flog women in public. We will soon stone them to death in public, he goes. These are all against your democracy, but we will continue doing it, he continued. We both say we defend human rights. We do it as God's representative and you as the devils. They do have some receipts if they wanted to call the West devils. They have quite a few receipts, actually. And it starts with the transgender shit, abortion. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can
but
point
why
to
is
us
this
being
a
evil.
Message for the West?
Because there were sanctions put on them to not do this anymore. Biden came in and he fucking got rid of it all. And so you guys can do whatever the fuck you want again. Remember, they withdrew and they were like, you guys can do whatever the fuck you want. That horrible withdrawal from Afghanistan when they left like billions of dollars of weapons there and just left these people to do whatever the fuck, these animals to do whatever the fuck they want. The publication said these remarks are the most extreme that he has made since the Biden administration effectively handed over control of Afghanistan to the Taliban during Joe Biden's disastrous withdrawal from the country in August 2021. The report noted that the Taliban reverted to its old extreme methods of punishment almost immediately after taking back over, including carrying out public executions and beating people. And we remember those videos of them on the streets beating people. They were driving through in jeeps just shooting people in the street. It was pretty vicious stuff.
Yeah, but it's over there.
Yeah. I know.
It's over there. Why do we get involved in shit like that?
We had people over there. Things were nice and peaceful over there. And then once we left, the horrible withdrawal, I mean, it went crazy. And they took right back over. And it was like we were never there in the first place. So what were we there for, really? I mean, we just had people policing. I mean, if there's a wild lion, that's always been a wild lion, and you're like, I'm going to take this lion and put it in my house. It's going to be a house cat.
Us all the time to be a lion. Keep control of shit. Why can't someone else take over?
We are the world's police, and everyone's sick of it.
We're all up in everyone's freaking shit. I'm not,
everyone's sick of it.
I'm not saying it's right what the fuck they do, but, why? No, it's not what right. Does that have to do with us at all?
It ain't right. What they're doing is terrible. You shouldn't stone anyone to death.
People need to stand up and do something about it.
You know, unless that's a form of punishment for someone who committed a serious crime, like rape, fucking molestation or some shit.
Do that shit in the street. I have no problem with that.
Do that, but, I mean, just women for, and they're doing it for women that are like just having affairs, which that's between the husband and wife. If that happens, it shouldn't be a public. You shouldn't kill the bitch.
Yeah, no.
You shouldn't be stoned over having an affair. I'm sorry, it's a horrible thing, but you shouldn't be stoned to death over that. I mean, we should have limits for this shit, but that's their jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. Who are we to tell them? It's their country. You know, how would we feel?
I just don't understand why we have to babysit everybody.
Well, soon we're going to be the ones getting babysat.
We need to be babysat.
We're going to be.
This country's going crazy.
We're going to be. And they're handing us over in a silver platter. Like Joe Biden is on his knees next to Obama fucking begging China to come over here and fucking show us how to live. And this is just the fucking way it is now. It's crazy. So do women want the rights that Westerners are talking about? They are against Sharia and clerics' opinions, the clerics who toppled Western democracy. I told the Mujahideen that we tell the Westerners that we fought against you for 20 years and we'll fight 20 and even more years against you. And they do fight forever, man. They've been fighting forever over there. It did not finish when he left. It does not mean we would now just sit and drink tea. We will bring Sharia to this land, he continued. It did finish after we took over Kabul. Now we will bring Sharia into action. A UN report last year found 37 people had already been sentenced to stoning under the Taliban regime, and that more than 100 have received sentences for crimes against God. Some of the punishments included lashings and having walls knocked down on individuals. Have these motherfuckers heard of, poison, electric chairs, or guns?
It's very, brutal.
You would think it would take a while to... Okay, so we're going to have you sit in this chair, we're going to build a stone building, and then we're going to knock it down on top of you. Sound okay? I mean, what the fuck? I mean, being stoned to death must suck, too. He's like, pow, pow, pow.
Yeah. Sure, it takes forever.
Yeah, and what if they all have shitty aim and you're just sitting there for hours just getting hit in the arm forever? You're like, can you just fucking... You're like leaning into him after a while, put your head towards it.
That's terrible, man.
This is awful, man. It's terrible. I hate the way they treat women over there. Obviously, I hate it, but I mean, what's the answer? You can't go over there and fucking put our... So because our people didn't like that. It's like, hey, you can't have our... Or you had our soldiers fight and we bring our children home. Remember that? And then you bring them home, and I mean, they did it the worst way possible, but then it just happens right on over. Because you can't police them. You gotta just leave them.
Were we over there because of 9/11? See, I don't care about any of this shit. I really don't care. Read into it. I don't give a fuck. I'm out of school.
We've been over there for fucking ever.
But that's a long time to be having fucking people over there,
Long time. And after a while, you can't keep them there indefinitely. You can only show them the ways. They taught them all sorts of useful skills, like how to fight and how to do things and shit. And it's like, okay, now you just fucking leave. You left them billions of dollars of weapons so they can just kill each other and us, probably with them eventually, you know? I mean, at least we have our Air Force, we have advanced weaponry, otherwise we'd be fucked, man, because we're just so fucking leaving weapons, dumb fucking people we are, man. But maybe it was all done for a reason, and the thing is you don't know anymore, and that's the worst part, because you can't even trust our fucking government to make the right decisions for us anymore. It's always for someone else.
All right, well, I have one more story.
Okay.
It's a fun one. This is a fun one for everybody, okay? A man was arrested. I'm not doing that one. A 34-year-old man was admitted. Wait a minute. I know I wanted to do this one. A 34-year-old man was admitted to a hospital complaining of severe abdominal cramps due to intestinal perforations, a life-threatening condition with pierced or swollen lining in the abdomen on March 20th. Can anyone guess what the hell would cause that pain?
I don't know. You're telling me what?
An initial x-ray and scan showed he had a foreign body wiggling inside the body, and urgent surgery was suggested.
Was it a hamster? He didn't do the hamster thing, did he?
The surgeons were astonished to see a thin, slimy creature inside his body. When it was pulled with the tongs, it was a live eel more than a foot long.
Okay, yeah, he's... Okay. Yeah.
What the hell, dude?
He wasn't swimming in the ocean and just happened to get in there. That's not what happened, people.
After the delicate operation, the man was feeling well and complained only of mild pain. The man was unaware how the creature reached into his abdomen. However, doctors believe that it slid up via the rectum and entered into the stomach by piercing it. So it, like...
He felt it, like, it felt in his hand. He was like, I wonder what this would feel like, you know?
According to surgeons, it's a rare case in which the eel was alive inside the body. It was alive and moving.
Mm-hmm. He wanted it to move. until it started. Gross. He was like, wait, maybe this was a bad idea when it got in there and he lost a fucking hold of it.
Dude, it's so gross.
That's so disgusting, man. You said this was a good one?
I said it was a fun one for everybody. Eel.
You can literally go online and buy anything you want to put in there. That's safe. That's made by a company specifically for that purpose.
Well, the one dude was putting antiques up his ass. This one wanted an eel. At least it wasn't an electric one.
I still have to bring up that video. The guy who sat on a glass thing and it shattered. He bled out.
The one guy at Walmart with the cinnamon buns up his ass.
Why, though? I mean, why, man? I guess they pick it up and they're holding it in their hand. Like, this is kind of like the shape of one that I would like it. Let me just put it in there and see what happens. And all of a sudden, you got fucking fresh muffins coming out of your fucking mouth. You're coughing them up later. I don't know,
dude,
man.
An eel.
Weird.
Like,
weird people, man.
Doctors see some weird shit, man.
Yeah.
Like, they've got to go home into their wives or their husbands or whatever. But like, man, you have no idea what I pulled out this guy's ass.
Like, I didn't sign up for this shit. I didn't fucking get $200,000 in debt. 20 years of school for this shit. To pull out the eels out of these fucking pink-haired idiots. Don't even know if they're men or women. I gave him the form to fill out. He checked other. Don't even know what the fuck I'm treating anymore. Eels up their ass. Got eels in their ass and hot dogs in their mouth. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with these people? I mean, we need a palate cleanser after that one. So here's something I want to say. I told you so. And this is basically everybody knows. So fast food restaurateurs in California are warning customers to expect price bumps ahead of a new minimum wage for the industry, which will go into effect on Monday. Mm. If you ever wanted to know what is said in these private meetings, stay tuned. California Democratic douchebag Gavin Newsom signed a bill in September lifting the minimum wage for fast food workers from a state minimum of $16 to $20 an hour to work at a McDonald's. The bill is set to go into effect on April 1st. You would think that would just be a joke. Like, they come to work, I'm making 20... No, sorry, April Fool's.
Mm-hmm.
With the new wage floor just days away, fast food businesses are preparing to cut jobs and hike prices to offset the increase in cost. So you're so happy about this $20 per hour increase, now you have half the staff and you have to pay more. Congratulations, you fucking idiot, liberal, virtue-signaling fucking cunts. This is what you get. You're going to have more people to stand in that picket line now because they're going to be unemployed. They used to work for Chipotle and you cost them their job. And now they're going to picket next to you and sign a fucking... These people never learn.
So instead of a $15 Big Mac, it's going to be $20.
They never learn.
Hamburger.
They never learn. How do you not understand simple economics and money? This is why you have to teach this shit in school, because you've got idiots that grow up in the workforce and have no idea. I would rather everyone go back to making 1950s wages... If we had 1950s prices,
yeah.
I would rather make, you know, $30 a week if I go to the store and spend $10 on groceries for the month. You know, it's just like the way that things were back then. I got the numbers completely wrong. I don't have, like, you know, the inflation numbers in front of me, what people were making back then. But if I think back then, if you make like $600 a month, you're living pretty good, you know? I would go back to that if everything else went with it. It's just things just got so overinflated. It's just crazy. So it's going to be a pretty significant increase to our labor, Chipotle Chief Financial Officer Jack Hartung said during an earnings call that was recorded last year, according to the LA Times. And here's where it gets interesting. Hartung said that a significant amount of the cost will be passed on to customers in a mid to high single digit percentage price increase. Oh, we're definitely going to pass this one on, he said. And that's what every single one of these executives says.
Chipotle.
That's what I don't blame Chipotle. You can still eat there. A Starbucks spokesman said that the company would offset the added labor costs through a variety of levers, including near-term pricing as well as other efficiencies. In addition to price increases, some employees will be cut to make way for cheaper automated options. Other business owners may quit California entirely. Where they can automate, they will automate more, said Georgetown University professor and former Labor Department chief economist Harry Holzer. Most franchises may just even move out of state. So that is ridiculous, man. Absolutely ridiculous. People just don't understand. It sounds great. Everyone should be a millionaire, right?
Yeah.
But what happens if everyone's a millionaire? $1 million becomes nothing. You fucking pass out $1 million to some kid on their birthday in a fucking card, and you're like, oh, you gave me $1 million, thanks. Oh, great, $1 million. You know? People just don't understand what cost and value means. It's just a world of idiots that just want more and more. We keep providing more and more and can't handle it. We can't handle the weight of all the shit we're providing everybody. We got to slow the fuck down a little bit with this shit. Or simplify it, you know?
That's in California?
California, yeah. Of course it's California, but California's a model for the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Everything that starts there ends up everywhere else, you know? They got to slow this shit down. And you can't walk it back. You can't sit there and say, okay, well, minimum wage is now going to go backwards. You can't go back on minimum wage. It has to stay where it has or increase. You can never go back down. I think that's the law. You can never go down. You can't like, okay, well, that was a mistake. We're going to walk back minimum wage. No, I don't think you can do that.
Oh, God.
So we are stuck permanently with this problem now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I got one last one here for you where this Florida woman tells police Walmart shoplifting spree was a game tour. She said it was really fun.
Until she got caught.
It was really fun. That was her explanation. Man, why'd she do this? It was fun. So I know you had a disgusting one to end on. So I'm going to end up on a fun one.
It wasn't really, like, I mean, you know, some people might find it a fun article, an eel in the stomach.
You might have saved someone's life. They might have just got back from the pet store with an eel. An eel, some romance candles, and fucking Barry Manilow CD. They're getting ready to get down.
Gross, dude.
So a Florida woman bragged to police officers after she played a game to steal a cart full of merchandise from Walmart. The Flagler County Sheriff's Office released body camera footage of their interaction with 30-year-old Amber McCann at a Walmart store in Palm Coast, Florida on Monday, March 25th. We're doing an investigation right now, an officer was heard telling McCann in the Walmart parking lot. Apparently someone walked out with, and then she cut him off and said, a cart? Yeah, that's me. McCann told police that she was playing a game called 21. Which involves a person grabbing as much merchandise as they can from a store and walking out without paying while trying not to get caught. It was a game I was playing, she said. It was really, really fun. The officer replied, it's not a game, it's theft. Going to jail is now fun to you, I guess. She claimed that she placed the merchandise in a random car and then left when she noticed police in the area. After McCann was taken into custody, she admitted to police that the car had not been random but belonged to her boyfriend. My boyfriend doesn't know that I steal, and he doesn't know that I put all this shit in the car either, she said. So I'm going to be in trouble with him when I get home. That's the only thing that's not fun about this.
Oh, my God.
She's a good woman, at least. I mean, because he knew she was stealing. I mean, he doesn't come home one day, and $1,000 worth of shit is just there. And this bitch don't do nothing all day. And he didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on. She protected him, which was sweet,
well,
at least.
That's nice.
So they removed approximately $1,030 in stolen goods from the boyfriend's vehicle. Authorities discovered illegal drugs in the car as well.
Oh, my God.
Police found a digital scale, hashish, a glass pipe with burnt residue, and empty bags of marijuana, meth, and alprazolam. Whatever the fuck that is. And if you can pronounce that word better than me, then you have a problem. You probably need intervention from people that love you. Inside a locked safe, deputies found several 1-ounce silver bars and rounds, copper bars, and a 1-gram platinum bar. McCann was arrested and faces charges of grand theft, marijuana, hashish, that A-word possession, drug paraphernalia, trafficking, and methamphetamine. And she's being held in Flagler County on a bond of $34,000.
But she's having fun.
She's having a blast, man.
So leave her in there.
If people are having fun, can we really denigrate what they're doing and tell them it's not right? I mean, hey, if they enjoy it, shit.
And the game's called 21. Who knew? Grab a cart full of shit.
Never heard of this one before.
Me neither.
Who do you play it with and who judges? She was high. She was high, and that's all she came with. I put in a random car. So some random unlocked car you found. Just put the stuff in there.
Yeah.
In the passenger seat. Because you're going to drive all... I don't know, man. It's just...
$1,000 worth of stuff. She must have hit the electronics. What the fuck else does she have in there?
In Walmart? Yeah, you can spend $1,000 pretty quick in Walmart.
Yeah.
You would have to go to electronics, though. But,
yeah, you would have to. You're not getting $1,000 worth of food in one cart.
And if you're into that many drugs, you're not going there for food. You're going there for stuff to sell. You're going to electronics. Yeah. You're getting, you know...
Maybe a couple bags of munchies.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, the thing is that people... You know, I would say a good percentage of people that steal, let's say if 10 people steal, I would say maybe one or two of them are stealing things they actually need.
Yeah.
What gets stolen? Nikes, fucking TVs, electronics, video games.
Yeah.
Phones, obviously, computers. People don't steal fucking food, Pampers, formula. They don't steal that kind of stuff. Remember AOC was trying to say, oh, they're just stealing bread, and they're showing a video in the background of her talking, fucking people are walking out with fucking 50-inch Samsung TVs, subwoofers, and shit. Oh, they're stealing food because they need it. Fucking guy's stealing bowling balls and shit. Like, what the fuck they need that for? I don't know, man. I guess he's just an asshole, right?
Good job.
There you go. It's a great job, and man, it's been a really fucking worn-out weekend. I've been pretty beaten down. What about you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's nice out, though.
Yeah.
We'd love to go out and enjoy it, but never know if something's going to come out and get me.
Never know if your ankle's going to get bit. Fucking asshole. I haven't seen that damn snake since we got the snake killer stuff.
Nope.
Because now they know we got the shit that'll fuck them up, and now they're like, yeah, but I'm not getting my head cut off. That guy's fucking crazy. Hit me with a shovel. I ain't going out. That motherfucker didn't even have weapons. He was swinging at us. Now he can hold us in place.
Oh, God.
I can't wait. I seriously can't wait. I'm excited to use this thing and just fucking snap these little bastards up and dispose of them in a fun way. You know what? We have a barbecue grill right there.
That's what I'm saying. Why can't it hide underneath the grill?
No, I can pick them up and put them on the grill, close the thing, and then we can have some snake for dinner.
That's disgusting.
One.
I'm sure some people do that. That is gross.
Well, we are close enough to Florida.
Ugh.
But let's get on here with your favorite segment of the show, and I have no idea why. Love this one so much, but we're going to hop on into it because you won't tell me, Evan.
No, I'm done. I'm done telling you.
I'm going to give you a choice here on one of these. Now, we had two left over from our Friday show, so I'm going to give you the choice of one for today, and then the other one will be for the other show here. So let's see what we got left. All right, am I the asshole for refusing to share my huge inheritance with my step-siblings? Or am I the asshole for thinking my housemates would look after my dog when I went on vacation?
Already I'm saying no and then yes. So...
Which one are you more inclined to...
Do the inheritance, because this should be interesting.
All right, so I'm 17 years old and I found out only a few weeks ago that my dad left me a lot of money in a trust fund. Like, it's a crazy amount that I didn't really believe it at first, but it's true. The reason is my dad had inherited from both of his parents already. He also inherited from the only two uncles he had as well. One of them was very successful and had a business. This was all explained in a letter my dad wrote to me. He had the trust set up before he came into most of the money, but when he found out his cancer was incurable, he decided to put it all aside for me once all his medical bills were paid off for him. My parents were separated but not legally divorced, so my dad was sick and died. But they weren't living together for a couple of years. This was about 10 years ago. My mom found out about the money because she read the letter he sent to me about the issue. Then she insisted she was joining me to meet with a lawyer to discuss this. This is already pissing me off.
Yep. It has nothing to do with you, bitch. This is your kid's money. That period, that's it. You weren't together with him. This is your kid's money. You can't... She's trying to take it. Get the hell out of here.
You want to know something here? Maybe we would be better off if they fucking got rid of money and just did universal basic income for everyone in the fucking country. Just give everyone $1,000 a month. Wipe out everybody's fucking accounts by $1,000 a month. Here you fucking go. You fucking pass away, your money just evaporates. You can't pass it on to anybody else, right? You own nothing and you'll like it, but at least you won't have shit like this. You know? Obviously, I don't mean any of that. I mean, it's It's just unfortunate how money can fucking turn people like this. It really does. Every time. Never fails. You know what's going on my grandfather right now? How fucking crazy that shit got. It's absolutely insane. It's fucking nuts. My mom learned about the money she told her husband, and suddenly the money became a very touchy subject because now he wants it. They all want this money. That's all they care about. They don't care about the kid. All of a sudden, relationships are just severed. Immediately when they saw that money, everything changed.
Yeah.
So fucked up. I can't touch it until I'm 19 with the way my dad set it up. So I have some time to deal with this, but my mom and her husband want me to share the money with my step-siblings who are 14, 8, and 7.
Fuck that. Why?
Yeah. It's his dad.
Absolutely not.
The money's enough for even if I pay for college and buy a house, I would have money left over. The way the trust works, I was told it's also getting interest, which my dad had intentionally set up. My mom and her husband have struggled financially for years, and that's their problem.
Yeah.
They started dating when his youngest was 1. Oh, so that's his kid, even.
Yeah, they're step siblings. They're not half nothing.
So fuck these people.
Yeah, no.
His wife had died. He was going through a legal battle with the mother of his oldest, and his oldest is in therapy for trauma caused by their mom. Also, his youngest was born with some medical issues and has lots of doctor appointments. Between everything, money was tight. We lived paycheck to paycheck, and I worked to make my own life a little more comfortable. But we had no college savings or anything before this. My mom and her husband drained their own bank account to keep a roof over our heads. This has all been brought up to me as a very good reason why I should do this. My mom told me it was selfish for Dad to put it all away solely for my future, and he should have been thinking about raising me as well. So, she told me I might not call her husband Dad or his kids my siblings, but we are a family, and that this family has been through so much together. We have struggled for so long that it'll be so good and generous for me to do this. Get the fuck out of here, man. I hate these people. I am so mad right now.
This poor kid is only 17, too.
Dude, I would love to advise this kid and just be like, dude, just get the fuck away from them. Go get a house on the other side of the country and never talk to these fucking people again.
Can't do anything for 2 more years.
Emancipation. Hey, Your Honor, you can look at my bank. I can support myself. I want immediate separation from these fucking people because they're going to harass me for 2 years and guilt trip me and fucking put me through mental hell for 2 years. I want
gone.
Emancipation. This is grounds for it. He's going to be harassed for 2 years by these fucking people. Are going to treat him like shit if he doesn't do it. Mm. People are devious and they're nasty, man. They are nasty when money comes into play. It's just, it's horrible. It's really bad. And you hear about, you know, the other side. Hey, they're struggling. Oh, you should help them out. They're struggling. The kid's sick.
Yeah, but it has nothing.
Sorry.
The money literally has nothing to do with them.
None.
This dad should have been able to provide for their kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he did what he could. So now it's the kid's money. That money should not go to the... No, absolutely not.
I guarantee you.
This is terrible. This person's mother is a freaking crazy person.
I guarantee you this has become an obsession with them.
Yeah.
The husband and wife, all they talk about is that kid and the money and how
they can get
it from
him. Googling, trying to figure out... That's all they're doing. Talking to lawyers, trying to figure out how to get it.
Yep. She's actively trying to screw her kid out of money. And I know we're speculating, allegedly, so to speak, if you want to use that word and be cute. But we all know this is what's happening.
You know damn well they're on Google. Like,
exactly.
Constantly trying to figure out a plan to get that money.
How can I fuck my kid out of this money? How can I get money? Is there a loophole? He's only 17. What can I do? They are trying so hard. It enrages me.
And even at 19, they're going to keep going. They're going to keep doing it until he gives them any money.
Because I know this shit's going on right now.
It's terrible.
Going on right now in my own life here with this shit. I don't know. I told her it's not like I can access the money now. She said no, but when I do, I should set up accounts for my 3 step-siblings so they have a better chance at college, and if not college, a chance to have a healthy start in their life.
Get the fuck out of here. Start. They're your...
They're not my kids. They're not your kids.
Right.
They're his kids.
Their dad should be, like, putting money aside from his check or whatever.
Yeah.
Figuring it out on his own.
Sorry.
Why should the 17-year-old kid provide for kids that aren't even hit?
Are they going to start calling me...
That's crazy.
Are they going to start calling me daddy, too? I mean, what the
fuck,
you know?
Pay for their college? Like,
get the fuck out of here, man.
This is nuts.
Despite all of them trying to talk me into it, I said no. I told them I was not going to share the money. My mom was pissed. But it was nothing compared to how mad her husband was.
Because who has literally nothing to do with anything.
He already spent the money. He is spending it in his mind. Oh, I can get golf clubs. I can. I guarantee you they're all spending it in their own way on themselves. This is a very ugly, selfish world, man. It really is. And you see stuff like this, you read articles like this, it really makes you fucking wonder what the hell is going on. But there's a bright spot. There's so much evil in the world that there are bright spots out there. And you can be that bright spot. Just make the right decisions and don't do shit like this, man. There's just more important things, you know? There's more important things than fucking money, but these people are just so obsessed with it, man. They told me to quit being selfish and start acting with compassion. Am I an asshole?
Of course you're not. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. I would be horrified, and I would want to get the fuck away from these people as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
As quick as possible. They are, I'm telling you, they are Googling, they are talking to people, they're trying to find a loophole to get their money on this, or hands on this money. This kid needs to run.
He needs to run, and this will be a problem for the rest of his life.
Yep. Terrible. Like, at 17 years old, like, he's literally thinking college in a house.
Yeah.
What 17-year-old thinks like that?
I know.
He's not saying, oh, I can go out and go on vacation or buy a new car, whatever. Literally thinking college in a house.
Yeah.
You're being smart.
Yeah. He got quite a bit of money, and they know how much it is, and now they want it.
He's not talking about blowing it. Like, oh my God, this kid needs to run. Go away to college. Like, go away to college.
I hate people taking things that are not entitled to them. And you know, if they were to get this money, would they want some of it? No, they're not going to ask for some. They want all of it.
They want it all divided equally.
Equally. Like, get the fuck out of here. My dad gave it to me. This isn't your fucking money.
Yeah, no.
You know what they'd be doing? They'd be partying. They'd be drinking. They'd all have nice shit. You know? Mm-mm. The dad might work less out of fucking nowhere. Like, he's going to start relying on his kid's money. Once that's gone, or, you know? No one's going to pay this kid back.
No.
This wouldn't be considered a loan. It'd be considered a grant. Fuck this shit, man. That was the easiest one ever, so. I want to give you a nice little softball, because it's our Monday show, and I know we had a really rough weekend, and it's going to be a tough week, too. It's going to be an interesting one. I don't know what the hell my schedule's going to be looking like, but.
No. I do plan on getting back to the Gentleman TV show on Netflix, so I should be doing that. I have some more episodes to do. I caught up on Big Brother Canada.
Good.
Which is so good.
Okay, I got nothing. I'm going to be watching probably Cougar Town, a little bit of Friends, trying to get those things done, because I know once I start working, I won't have enough time. I feel
like you've been watching those forever.
I can, but tell me where you can find us.
Voice Misery on all platforms, and Voice Misery Podcast at gmail.com.